It's a Leprechaun reference.
Two guys that talk.
And we know most people probably don't get it.
Two guys that talk.
We don't care about world news. Celebrity news, we're just talking about music. But these games at school, we're just some regular guys.
All right. Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to the, welcome back to Two Guys That Talk. You got Sean and Alex here again. And it is Christmas by the time that this comes out.
Yeah, happy holidays. This movie sucks.
Happy holidays. This was Alex's choice for a movie. I just want to say.
It was?
That. Yeah.
I was gonna blame you. Like, what the hell did you have me watch?
No. You usually.
I chose this?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you remember you text me today? Sorry about AIDS. That was me.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Sorry, somebody must have slipped fentanyl in my.
Yeah, this
my lunch.
This one was all you because I said to you we should probably do a holiday movie, right? What do you think? And you said Jack Frost, like with.
I meant the Michael Keaton one.
With like very little hesitation, you're like Jack Frost, and I'm like the
Here's
horror
the thing,
movie?
Man. I remember watching this years ago, and it being like it was like low budget but fun. It's definitely low budget.
Yeah.
They nailed that. We got that. The fun part is where it really lacked for me this time.
Yeah. So I saw this movie once and I want to say I was like 9 or 10 years old. And the one scene that always remained in my brain for years and years and years was when he shot the icicle through that guy's head and it like pokes through the wall.
Dude, that is so crazy you said that because I literally have a note. I remember this scene from when I was a kid when the dude gets the icicle through his dome.
Yep.
Like that is the one scene that stuck out to me and I don't know why.
I don't know why either, but it's the one that lived rent-free in my brain for years to the point where I was like searching for this movie. At one point. And then the funny thing was once I found out, I was like, oh, it's called Jack Frost. All right. I didn't watch it again. This time watching this now was the second time in my life I've ever watched this movie. And it'll be the last.
Yeah. That's so crazy that that's the scene that stood out because literally 30 seconds later, Shannon Elizabeth gets raped to death. And I didn't remember that at all.
I didn't remember that at all either. I'll talk about it when we get there, but that's actually, not what was supposed to be happening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't do any research beyond watching this.
I looked up some of the trivia, and I'm going to start with a bombshell of a trivia. Do you know who we have to thank for this movie?
Yeah. The devil? I have no idea.
No. We have... You may live with Gina Davis.
Gina Davis?
We have Gina Davis to thank for this movie. So, according to the trivia... Your favorite guy, Rennie Harlan, was attached to this movie.
Big Rennie Harlan fan over here. I love that guy.
Yeah. So he was attached to this movie and it had a $45 million budget and it was going to be a big budget horror movie with a CGI snowman. Gina Davis read the fucking script and said, this was one of the worst pieces of shit I've ever read in my life and convinced Rennie to back out. So when he backed out, the funding...
Yeah, Rennie, don't soil your good name.
I knew you'd love this piece of trivia.
wouldn't want you to make a piece of shit film to go with all the other ones.
When he backed out, that's when she was just like, that's when all the money and shit went with it. And they decided to make it a straight to video, low budget, cheesy, almost horror comedy in a way.
Ah, so, which probably, I mean, granted, horror always does well. It's always done well for decades and decades. So,
yeah, but just to think that this movie was almost a big budget CGI real thriller, and then Gina Davis gets involved and says, "I ain't fucking no, like no."
Man, oh, that's this snowman costume. It's looking not good.
So, did you catch in the in the opening credits here where it's talking, and for some reason they made the little girl sound like Betty Boop?
Yeah, why didn't they just hire a little girl? Why do you have a grown woman doing a child's accent, doing a child's voice. It sounds so bad and it's so distracting.
It is terrible. And the best way I can describe it is Betty Boop. I mean, do you know Betty Boop is?
Oh, yeah, I know who Betty Boop is.
That's exactly what it sounded like to me. But did you also notice in these opening credits, speaking of the snowman suit, there was a gentleman by the name of Mike Davis, and he was the snowman supervisor.
He's obviously very good at his job.
I just found that to be very funny. I was like, that guy's resume. What'd you do on Jack Frost? I watched the fake snowman. Make sure nobody fucked with it.
Like, that's right up there with sandwich artist at Subway. Like, what the hell kind of inflated ass job description is that? Job title is that?
Yeah, no kidding.
No, man, supervisor. Make sure nobody made off with it because they didn't have enough money to buy another one.
No, they didn't. They only had one.
I was kidding.
No.
They literally only had one.
They only had one, so they hired this guy and made him the snowman supervisor. So when they went to lunch and no one was in that costume, he could stand there and be like, hey, hands off.
He's got a fucking padlock with a bike chain lock, whatever the hell those are called, on it.
Yeah, Mike Davis, snowman supervisor.
No, Mike. I wonder what he's up to.
I don't know. Should look him up.
Sitting on all them royalties.
Sitting on all that money from watching that snowman.
IMDb doesn't have the budget on this flick. I can't find it.
I think it was only like $1 million. I think if you read in the trivia, it says, after it talks about why Gina Davis talked Rennie Harlan out of it, I think it says in there that they knocked it down to like $1 million budget. But
Jesus.
So the movie starts with two guys for some reason sitting in the same seat of a vehicle trying to stare out the same window. I don't know why. Only the driver needs to see their passenger. Get the fuck back on your side. But Taylor pointed out to me, it's snowing like a banshee, but anytime they show outside, the road is completely clear.
Yeah, this is clearly winter on a movie set.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it looks awful.
It looks terrible. There's nothing on the ground.
Yes, it's like there's just a little bit of powder. Like they're having a snowman building competition. I'm like, with fucking what? The light powder on the ground.
Well, my favorite part of that.
That's it.
My favorite part about that is they didn't even try to like dress up the background when they're having that snowman building thing out in front of the street. They've just got like that powder on the floor, but the roof and the trees and all that shit has nothing on it.
It's unrealistic. That's not the word I'm really looking for. It just does not feel like snow is fucking gross. There's a ton of snow. Like a lot of it's brown and yellow and disgusting and dirty.
Yeah.
And here it's just all clean and everything's clean and pretty and it just does not look real.
Snow only looks like that when it first falls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because after a few days, it's nothing but it's sopped up with the ground and there's mud all over the place.
It's slushy and disgusting. Yeah. It's not fucking pretty like they make it out to be. Snow sucks.
Snow sucks. Fresh snowfall is pretty, but after that.
Yeah, exactly. Like with that first snow of the year, then after that, it just looks like the goddamn snowplow man and Snow Day. Like that's just like the perfect embodiment. Just dirty and gross and disgusting.
That's what we should have watched was fucking Snow Day.
Oh, did you ever watch the remake?
No.
It's...
Why would I?
It's awful.
I mean, it's not like the first one was a cinema masterpiece. It just was a part of my childhood.
No. Chevy Chase was in this movie?
Snow Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you remember he was the weatherman?
That's right. See, I remember Chris Elliott as the snowplow man. Mm-hmm. Charming fella. I love Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott.
Mark Webber, he's the guy that plays the main character. He's also in like Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. Not very enthused.
I didn't care for it as much as you did.
That is insane. That movie is fantastic.
I remember when that movie first came out, you were like, you adored that movie and kept telling me and telling me and telling me about it. And then I finally watched it and I was like, yeah.
I fucking still do because it's an incredible movie. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, I mean,
you're insane.
I didn't think it was bad. I just wasn't jerking McGurkin to it like you were.
Well, whatever, man. More for me, I guess.
Fucking yoidle and madoidle over there. Yeah.
It was fantastic.
I do got to go back to, unfortunately, we have to keep talking about Jack Frost.
I was going to say, do we have to?
Yeah, anything with Jack Frost. Do have to talk about Jack Frost, and I was literally about to write down. So those of you who haven't seen the movie, they collide with a truck that's carrying some sort of chemical. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the genetic research center.
Yeah, who apparently their big plot is to turn people into snowmen.
Yeah,
because they keep saying like, this is proof that it works. Why do you want to turn people into snowmen? Yeah,
why do you exactly? Do we have a fucking? Are we invading Poland? Like, I don't, why do we need to fucking turn to snow? Like, are we going to fight Canada?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But Jack,
I don't even know if Poland's cold. It just sounds like it'd be a cold place. I don't think it's any colder than around here. But whatever.
So Jack gets out of the police van. He's standing there. He gets splashed with the chemicals. And I was just about to write down that this was actually a pretty good practical effect. And right as I was about to write that, they dropped in the fucking skeleton.
Animation. Oh.
you get that skeleton because it literally goes from like him and his skin and stuff is all boiling off and he falls.
Yeah,
forward.
I had said the same thing. I thought that was a really good practical effect. And then you get the dissolve when he like melts away.
Yeah, but it's not even like a dissolve. Like he falls forward, he puts his hand in the snow, and then it's like a very harsh cut. And all of a sudden it's like this burnt plastic skeleton.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, and I was literally in the middle of typing. That's actually a pretty good practical effect. And I look up and see that fucking skeleton. And I'm like, yeah, never mind.
It was up until that point. And then we get that, the classic animation, kind of like in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man, when you see the spider DNA and his DNA collide together.
Oh, God.
Except for not nearly as good.
Yeah. This one, this one was like, picture Microsoft Paint.
Yeah,
and
I was watching Veggie Tales. I don't know if you ever saw that horrible Christian animation show, like with the cheap animation.
I remember
goddamn
Veggie
cucumber.
Tales. I know Bassmaster. Sure,
it looked like shit.
All right,
but I'll forgive this movie.
I'll forgive.
That.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Gina Davis.
Yeah.
The next line.
I mean, for the budget, here's the thing: this movie sucks, but it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
There's a lot to laugh at in this movie. The fact that this kid's trying to serve him, what is that, sand and marshmallows? I don't know what the fuck he's... This kid needs to be committed to an asylum.
Yeah.
By the way.
Because he says he makes his dad oats, and we find out later he's got fucking antifreeze in him. So
yeah,
he's trying to
slowly poison his dad to get the life insurance money. I've seen this before. I know all the tricks.
You say he's just going to off his dad.
Yeah. Like that's the plot device that they used to essentially kill Jack Frost. But I'm like, wait, hold up. This fucking kid put antifreeze in his dad's food. Like yeah. The shit that they use to poison animals all over town.
Yeah, and he looks at him. He looks at him like he's a genius. Like he just saved the day. Yeah. When he figures it out.
Yeah. Oh, like, oh, son, thank you for being a complete sociopath.
Yeah, it's like getting harkened back to being like, Jesus, you almost fucking killed me.
Yeah. You incompetent piece of shit.
Speaking
and
of
as
this,
soon as we're done killing this snowman, you're going to fucking boarding school.
Speaking of this little kid, he has a line right here when they're driving up on the accident. He says, oh, wow, an ambulance. Can we stop? It's like, all right, you fucking creep.
This kid's a future serial. They don't have to worry about Jack Frost. They need to worry about whatever this little fucking shit. I don't know what this little kid's name is. I refuse to learn it.
I didn't learn anybody's character names in this. Not a one. I mean, Jack Frost, obviously.
Jack Frost.
But I couldn't tell you the sheriff's name. I don't know Shannon Elizabeth's name. I don't.
Nope.
I don't know the kid's name. I don't know the bully's name. I don't know any of it.
Oh, see, this is one of the first movies, too. I think this movie kind of affected me as a kid, too, because this is one of the first horror movies I ever saw where kids weren't safe in it.
Yeah.
That bully just up and gets his head cut off by that sled.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
I don't know if like the local blacksmith was sharpening those sled blades.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ!
Because it was It was a no-nonsense sled blade, I'll tell you that much. Just
yeah,
straight head, through.
Clean off.
Yeah. I do love, though, when the sheriff pulls up to the accident and he tries to, like, say he's part of the sheriff's department, and like, one guy's just like, yeah, move along, bozo. And he's like, oh, yeah. Okay. And he just rolls his window up and drives away.
Because yeah, that's your local law enforcement.
Well, I kind of hearken back to what we said about Scream 2.
We didn't say anything about Scream 2. That was you and your wife.
Yeah,
I was not involved in that.
Her and I were talking about how they just let Dewey walk onto every crime scene. And it's like, why? Because he's a local fucking cop. Like,
yeah,
they wouldn't let him onto these crime scenes. And that's why this movie, when he tries to be like, yeah, I'm the sheriff, they're like, yep, move along. Nothing to see here, bozo. Get out.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to handing out speeding tickets.
But as I mentioned, now we go into town and we're watching the snowman building contest. This is where Shannon Elizabeth comes on. This is her first role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got to show off her amazing acting chops.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. This was, so I read in the trivia also, this was filmed in 1994.
Excellent year.
Yeah. Oh, well, it really was an excellent year for cinema. but it was filmed in 94 and sat dormant until 97 when they released it.
They're just biding their time,
yep,
waiting for the perfect time to release this onto the world.
Can you imagine? I bet Shannon Elizabeth thought, oh, thank God, that thing probably went away.
Yeah, like nobody's ever going to see this. Granted, 97, she hadn't done American Pie yet.
No.
Because when did American Pie, 98, 99?
I think American Pie was 99.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, this was.
I don't think she was really in anything prior to that. I didn't see her in much.
No,
it was until 99 when she showed them cans.
Well, and this was pre can job.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, she didn't have her. She didn't have her. She didn't have her cans done in this movie. This was pre boob job, Shannon Elizabeth.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. I didn't even notice. I don't look at things like that.
Yep. I don't look at things like that. Well, there's nothing to see anyway, because she technically, the trivia said this is Shannon Elizabeth's first role and her first nude scene. And I was like, there's no nude scene. Like
that shine boob?
Yeah. She puts, you see her ankles, the classic thing of her ankles and her underwear on the floor. Then she gets in the tub. That's it.
Yeah.
You get a tiny little side boob as he's pushing her up against the wall, but outside that, like, this is not a nude scene, folks.
So more on this little kid. Yeah, this is all this movie. Honestly, all of my notes are about this fucking little psycho. He needs a visual guide to put a snowman face on.
Dude, I wrote the same thing. I was like, he puts a fucking snowman on his snowman glove on his hand and keeps
looking. It's like an oven mitt
while he's building a snowman. Because if there's one thing you need a visual reference for, it's a snowman.
Like, they should have set up that this kid was like hit in the head with an anvil at an early, like at a young age or something. Like that he's had like severe brain trauma at some point. Because good God.
Yeah, because he tries to make him out like sand and rock.
Yeah.
Oats, and then later on he's sprinkling like shit all over those cookies.
Yeah, and he put antifreeze in his dad's in those sand oats.
Because he said, quote, I don't want you to get cold.
Yeah.
We're not talking about a 3-year-old either.
No, this kid's like 12.
Yeah.
He's probably like 10 or 11, but still.
So like, before he does before he needs the visual aid to build a snowman. There was a moment here where you get a death of that old man who's sitting in the rocking chair. Mm. And, the sheriff says, I just got to check on something. And he goes back to his car and he gets on his local sheriff's CB radio and gets through to the fucking FBI.
Oh yeah, because this movie, I mean, it was 94, so this was definitely pre like everybody having cell phones.
Yeah, he gets on the fucking CB, he radios back to the lady at the counter, and he's like, "Can you get me in touch with the FBI?" And so she does, and he talks to this agent over the phone, who's on the phone through his fucking CB.
They're just banking on people not understanding how CB actually works. that because, guy. Yeah, I mean, they should have just ended it at, hey, can you reach out to the FBI and have them call me? Or
yeah,
something.
I gotta know something. And then I have a scene with him.
Yeah. Instead of just having her patch him through like she's like that's like that they have that capability. I don't know. Maybe back in the day. I don't know.
Well, no, either that or just lean into the comedy element of it, because I mean, who gives a fuck, and just show the FBI's office like 20 feet away. they could have, you know what they should have done, honestly, as soon as Gina Davis told Rennie Harlan to pack his shit, and they knew that they were making like a super low budget direct to video, they should have like taken the script and gone like a Naked Gun route with it.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's not like this movie's taking itself that serious.
It's not taking itself that seriously. No, it's not at all. Like when they're,
well, you're right. It's not a full on parody.
Yeah. When they're sitting there talking into that, the three cops are talking, and it looks like the old dead guy is rocking in the chair. And he's like, would you take your foot off that chair? He's like, oh, sorry. And then it stops. Like, so there's comedy elements like that. But I'm just saying, fucking, they should have just went full blown dinosaur in the window.
Oh, I was just going to say T-Rex in the window. God, yeah, dude.
T-Rex in the window. They should have just fucking went full blown.
Yeah, they really should have. This was like a huge thing in the 90s. Because you had like Pinocchio horror movie. You had the Ginger Dead Man or whatever the hell. I don't know if that was in the 90s. I just know it exists.
I don't think that was 90s.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it. God, no. No, thanks. Pass. Hard pass on that.
Ginger Dead Man came out in 2005.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense. Fred Durst.
Gary Busey's in that, kind of. Fucking Gary Busey is in the Ginger Dead Man.
Well, yeah, buddy. It was 2005. Gary Busey hadn't fucking been relevant. Rookie of the Year came out in 93. Did we do that movie on here?
Rookie of the Year.
Or did we do Little Big League?
We did Little Big League. We called it Rookie of the Year's second cousin.
That's right.
Or something
that's
like
right.
That. Yeah. Oh, something like that.
Gary Busey's in that old Chet Stedman. Rocket.
What was the other one you said? There was a Pinocchio.
Yeah, Pinocchio remake horror movie. It's got a guess who plays Pinocchio in it.
Pinocchio's Revenge, 1996.
Yeah, Vern Troyer.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't have him listed underneath the immediate cast.
He should be. He should be there.
He plays Pinocchio because Pinocchio to me looks like a little wooden doll.
Well, yeah, but like when it's just like in Child's Play, like when they have like scenes where you see Chucky walking.
Okay.
They always get little people to do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got you now. Did you ever see Thanksgiving?
I sure did. What a great movie.
That movie fucking sucks.
See, it does, but it knows it sucks. And you can't tell me that a turkey wearing that girl's dad's face on and them believing that it's her dad isn't the most hilarious thing you've ever seen on this planet.
That's true. That's true.
Like, when I saw that, I was howling because like it knows it's stupid.
Yeah.
And that is just, that's some brilliant shit right there. Like, hey, we're going to have this turkey wear this gal's face, and we're going to have the characters believe that it's her dad. Like, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I have not seen that movie in a very long time.
I just watched it not all that long ago, and it's just fucking terrible. I mean, it's such a... I mean, it's like high school buddies made a movie together on the weekend.
Yeah, like a couple guys with a digital camera.
Yeah, that's how low budget it is. But you were talking about this kid with the snowman thing and him making the snowman, and the bully comes up behind him, and he delivers this line, and I'm not exaggerating the way he says this. I'm going to say it exactly as he says it. So the kid's making a snowman, and from behind him you hear, "Hey, move it. I said move it, or are you deaf as well as dumb?" It's like, you said move it. I said move it. Like, he didn't even give the guy a fucking chance.
That's straight up like Tommy Wiseau's The Room level of like ADR.
He just, I mean, it's just,
hi, doggy, you're my favorite customer.
Yeah, it was such a fast delivery of this line of like, yeah, I'm supposed to be the bully. Hey, move it. I said move it. Or are you deaf as well as dumb? It's
like, what? You sound like Al Pacino.
I said move it. Are you deaf as well as dumb?
You ever see A Scent of a Woman with Al Pacino?
No, I've not seen A Scent of a Woman. I watched Jack Frost.
Breaking my heart right now.
So this is where the sled lops off the kid's head, and his name is Billy.
Who is it? Bully?
Billy the Bully. And the only reason I know that his name is Billy, because I wrote down the line that the sheriff says, because it's so fucking stupid. He says, let's keep Billy in our prayers. Pete didn't even have a head. Let's keep Billy in our prayers. His head got lopped clean the fuck off.
Why don't you pray for his family, you fucking reject?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Keep Billy in our prayers. I didn't even catch that. That is hilarious, though. That is so goddamn stupid. That's kind of par for the course for this, though.
Well, yeah. Like I said.
Also, can we talk about the Jack Frost actor?
Hey, sure.
What a creepy son of a bitch. That's all I really got. That's all I got.
Of course, he was also in Jack Frost 2.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we needed to see. There's more story to tell here.
You had to reprise that role.
We had to get more of this thick plot.
Apparently, this one, like, he somehow makes his way down to, like, it's so stupid. I can't even think.
No, we both have slowly became dumber from watching this.
Apparently he makes his way down to, here, I'm just going to read this. The sheriff, Sam Tiller, and his wife decide to go on a Caribbean vacation to take their minds off the traumatic events of the previous movie. Their holiday be short-lived as the thawed murderer gets inadvertently refrozen and brought back to life in the fucking Caribbean.
Oh, my Christ.
So Jack Frost 2, he somehow gets his way down to the Caribbean and blows up their vacation.
Making an executive decision here. We're never watching that.
No, I am never watching Jack Frost 2. You didn't want to watch Jack Frost 1 after I told you how much it sucked.
I thought it'd just be fun. That'd be a funny joke, like, it make you suffer through it, and then I don't watch it. Then I thought about coming into the pod, like, talking about, like, Terminator. It's like some fucking classic, amazing movie.
Or you, like,
you're stuck there watching Jack Frost.
Like, you told me I watched the horror one and you watched the Michael Keaton one.
Yeah, if we would have had more time to really set that up, I felt like that would have been hilarious. Like, we get halfway through the podcast before you realize that I'm sitting there thinking we're talking about Michael Keaton.
I've never seen that movie either.
Oh, I ain't got time for that schmoozy ass shit.
Yeah, I bet the kid's tears bring him back to life in that movie.
Oh my god, yeah. If Rennie Harlan would have directed it, a dog pissing on him would have brought him back to life. Which I kind of want to see the Rennie Harlan Jack Frost movie.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy did Deep Blue Sea, which is probably my favorite movie of his, and that movie fucking sucks. But it's a good time if you just want to turn your mind off and watch sharks swim backwards somehow and not die.
So let's just skip a couple of scenes here. There's some people that die in houses and things, and none of it really matters.
Yeah, okay. So one kill I want to talk about, when he shoves the axe down the guy's throat, I presume, but I don't understand how that works, because the axe is like sticking straight up.
The axe is straight up, and it's not like he's just pinned him to the ground with it, because he falls with it that way.
Yeah, and you don't see the handle anywhere, so you're supposed to think like it's down his throat. The axe would literally have to be at like a 90-degree angle.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they know this, but wood doesn't bend that easily. It kind of defeat the purpose of an axe. If the fucking handle was all flippy floppy like a goddamn pool noodle.
Yeah, that, and then the wife of this guy is a
lady.
Oh my god, I do we have to put up
it's
with this?
Because the fucking snowman doesn't move.
Well, I know it's a small part, but Like her line delivery and everything. I'm just like, I can't wait for this.
Everybody's line delivery.
Yeah, that's true. But I just couldn't wait for that bozo to eat dust. Because she acted like she was like half cracked out, you know?
Yeah.
But
she was one. Yeah, she's the one with like the ornaments and shit, right?
Yes, she's the one that he wraps around the tree and then stuffs the ornaments in her mouth. And then
it's kind of a cool that one. That's kind of other than the snowman never moving.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. It was pretty creative. Way more creative than the snowman just running the guy over, not moving at all, just sitting in the. Oh my god! Like, I understand they had no money, but like they should have just showed less of this fucker. They should have tried to like Jaws this.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Show less of the snowman because it looks like absolute dog shit.
They could have done it if you wanted to go that. You could have done like a whodunit almost.
Yeah, like it. I mean, you're already ripping off Child's Play. You might as well. Like,
go the full. They should have
just kept that fucking snowman off. It looks like something you buy at Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, I don't know why it's so fucking big.
I know.
Like, Jesus Christ, it's huge. But after this, they call an all town meeting, and all 11 of them show up.
they have an FBI unit.
They're standing in this, I don't know, it's the place where a lot of the movie takes place. It was supposed to be the community center or the church or something like that. But he's like, I'm glad you're all here. And it pans out to the crowd and there's like 11 people standing there.
They didn't have money to pay extras.
No. So, naturally, as you do, your brother, Shannon Elizabeth was the sister to the kid who got his head lopped off by the sled. So
yeah, she got over it pretty quick.
She did. Cause the natural thing you're going to do on the night that your brother dies is go take that hall grind. That's a joke just for Alex.
That is amazing. I mean, it works on all levels. Cause it's funny. Really? Cause it's absurd that she would just do that, but it's also hilarious for any Pat Finnerty fans out there.
We gonna take that hole, Grad.
Oh God, that is hilarious. I'm reading the trivia here. This just caught my eye. The film was given complete creative freedom. Great choice.
You don't say.
Great choice. Whatever executive decision that was, great job. You put the movie in the right hands.
So this is the scene that you and I talked about, both of us remembering. Mm-hmm. Shannon Elizabeth and her boyfriend. I did find it funny that there's the scene where they're like having to take off all of those layers of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're sitting there like sucking face, and then there's that scene, you know, where it's always like there's always that scene in movies where it's like the girl lifts her shirt up. Well,
yeah, they're both wearing fucking long johns.
To say, they're both wearing snow pants, and so
like the most unsexy clothing of all time.
So there's like this 30-second scene of them stripping off like 19 layers of clothes just to get down to their jeans and their t-shirts.
Oh man, could you? Their downstairs just have to be just sweaty messes. Just the fucking smell like Gouda cheese. Good Lord. I hope he wasn't planning on doing mouth to south. I mean, she needed a bath, obviously.
Yeah,
I hope neither of them were planning on doing a mouth to south.
Yeah, no, there was no fellatio going on in that one.
Yeah.
This is strictly business. but. So, like I said, this is the most famous one, although I don't remember her blow drying her hair and listening to the radio and hearing a snowball hit the window. Did you see this? Have you heard about this?
No, I don't remember. I must have checked out a little bit here.
So
I think I was probably writing my note about how this icicle scene was one of the, I just remembered it.
So her boyfriend
burnt into my memory.
Her boyfriend is, I don't remember what he's doing, but they show her and she's got a blow dryer. She's blow drying her hair and she turns the radio on and Jack Frost throws a snowball at the window. So a snowball hits a window and this girl listening to the radio and blow drying her hair shuts off the blow dryer and the radio and looks over her shoulder and then like shrugs like, I don't know what that was. There's no fucking way she heard that.
don't know. He might have a cannon like Chet Stedman.
You ever tried to talk to your old lady while she's blow drying her hair? Ha! You can't fucking hear anything. But yes, this kid takes an icicle to the dome, and then probably everybody else's most famous scene in this movie is next when Shannon Elizabeth gets killed in the bath.
Yeah. And like, so you said there was more to this than her just getting.
So her death is supposed to be just Jack Frost slamming her against the wall. And
he's slamming her.
Well, it's like the Jason.
Sleeping
bag kill kind of thing. They said it wasn't until editing that the editor paused it, turned around and looked at the director and goes, you know what this looks like, right? But for those of you that don't know this movie, he's the tub water, and he just,
yeah, it's so weird.
It is. And he forms up around her and then picks her up out of the tub, and he's like pushing her against the wall. But again, because it's a ridiculous giant snowman costume that doesn't
doesn't have any functionality.
It's just a snowman and Shannon and Elizabeth like sliding back and forth on this track against the wall. So it looks like they're shagging.
Yeah, it just looks like he's just giving her a one eye.
Yeah, like I said, take that hog ride. I mean, it just...
Yeah, it's kind of uncomfortable to watch. Like, it looks, if it wasn't for the fact that it looks so stupid.
I don't know. I never once felt like this was... I never once was uncomfortable watching it, because, yeah, I was just like, yeah, this is fucking dumb.
Well, you know, some of us respect women. if this podcast has shown anything to anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
Here's the thing. On that note. We both have tremendous respect for women. We just both like to joke like we don't, because that's funny, because it's stupid. All right. Anyway.
Yeah. Now that you've gotten your soundbite for court.
Yeah. Yeah. Just trying to, I guess, talk to my lawyer. And she said, hey, like, the podcast is great, but you guys sound very misogynistic. Like, oh, yeah, you're probably right.
I had mentioned earlier that they should fucking just went full Naked Gun with this.
Yeah, they should have brought fucking O.J. Simpson in there.
But they
went old Naked Gun.
They kind of...
He was in jail at this point. No, it wasn't. No, you said it was shot in 94, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was shot in 94.
When did he go to prison? When was he on trial anyway? Because he never went to prison for that, obviously.
Hold on. O.J. trial. 1995.
Excellent year.
Yeah. The trial began on January 24th, 1995.
They could have got OJ for this.
No, he was formally arraigned on July 22nd of 1994.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, he was busy.
Yeah. Yeah, they just missed the juice. But I mentioned before that they should go like full Naked Gun, right? And they do in this scene. Shannon Elizabeth is getting slammed against the wall and her hands are waving in the air. And then it goes outside and some dude can see her shadow. He thinks she's just waving at him. So he gives her like a nice friendly wave and keeps on walking. And that genuinely got a laugh out of me. And I'm like, yeah, you could have done shit like that all through this movie and made it stupidly entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, they really could have.
But...
They did it some, like you said, the movie wasn't sure which tone it wanted to go with. No. It still wanted to have like some semblance of horror, when in reality, like you said, they should have just leaned way into the comedy.
Yeah, because the next note that I have is you learn that Jack Frost, you've learned this long before this, but we never brought it up on the podcast, how Jack can go down to a puddle. He can freeze and unfreeze himself at will. Well, when they all figure that out, he unfreezes himself and he's just a puddle in the sheriff's office, and the FBI guy tries shooting the puddle, and then it's like, damn it, it's not working. You know?
Yeah.
So it's just like I said, they just didn't have, that's a great way to put it. They had no fucking idea what tone they wanted.
No. I mean, good God, this movie is fucking like, it's so hard to like try to like rationalize and like think of like, oh, here's what they could have done, because the plot is just so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, what was the point? Like I said, were they planning on like invading Canada or like the Arctic. Like, so we need snow soldiers.
Yeah, they never.
Like, what was the point of this?
I don't know. I don't know.
This experiment.
And the one guy is like, the one guy that's with the FBI agent doesn't want to kill Jack Frost because he keeps saying it's proof that it works. It's like, what works? What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
So do you have any notes you want to get to? Because I'm just going to jump straight to the ending of this piece of shit.
No.
All right. Good.
Jesus.
So that we mentioned before that his psychopathic son wants to kill him with antifreeze in his oats. And that's how they figure out that they can kill Jack Frost with antifreeze. Yeah,
that's their Dr. House moment.
Yes.
Like, because so, they had so many fake fucking Jack Frost kills.
Yeah,
it was driving me insane.
They kill him like six times in this fucking movie.
I mean, I guess one thing with this, with, you know, the discovery of this experiment, did they figure out like the way for us all to live forever?
I don't know, because they even go as far when they put him in the furnace to do like the happy ending music and all that kind of stuff. Like, they're all walking out of the church and this fucker's over. And I'm thinking to myself, thank God. And then it's like, nope, never mind. There's still another 10 minutes left.
Like, I kind of want a sequel to this where they figure
out
the experiment works. No, a third one. And it's not a horror movie. It's just all of us living in society as snowmen. What the fuck are we doing here? Like, why would, who thought of it? What fucking Steve Jobs dumbass came into the office like, hey, I got an idea. What scientist devoted his life to this?
Yeah, that's
so
what
now
saying.
I need this movie where we all, hey guys, we found the fountain of youth. Here we got good news and bad news. Good news is we all get to live forever. Bad news is we can't be in higher than 32 degree weather. I need this now. I gotta get this fucking this director's Twitter. This production.
The director's Twitter? You're like, you're gonna tweet this? You're gonna tweet the director from a 1994 movie?
Yeah. Hey, buddy. I'm sitting on a gold mine here.
Yeah. You want to Jesus Christ. I DM'd emo girl crickets.
Michael Cooney, he wrote Identity. That movie wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad flick. It was all right. Oh man, his only directing credits: Jack Frost and Jack Frost 2.
Hey, I mean, it would probably be a pretty easy bet that he'd be on board to do Jack Frost 3.
Exactly. See, now you're thinking. I'm sitting there disparaging this guy. And you're thinking with you got your business cap on. It sounds like cheap labor. So, I mean, because we got to have somebody that knows the product. That's very important. We're going to make a Jack Frost 3, The Frosts Among Us. We got to have somebody that knows these characters inside and out.
Well, and I mean, you got to have the science has got to be there first and foremost. You know, yeah. We don't want to be one of those movies that's lazy. That's just like, yeah, I mean, you know, figure it out. We just don't want to throw the word neutron around without knowing what the fuck it means.
Or quantum. Actually, no, we don't want Michael Cooney directing this, because this is going to be like this isn't going to be some schlocky film. All right. I want to know these snowmen. I want to get to know how they feel. I want to know all about their snowman feelings. Here we go. Let's do who's this director here that directed that new movie, Poor Things, and he directed that fucking fantastic. God damn it. I just watched it. It's got Colin Farrell.
You think maybe we could get Gina Davis in this movie?
Oh, yeah. No, she'll like this script. Trust me.
All right. Good.
Killing of a Sacred Deer. Did I ever tell you about that movie?
Nope. Never heard of it.
Oh, man. So you know this new Emma Stone movie, right? Poor Things.
I've only ever seen a picture of it. I've never even seen a trailer.
Well, it looks, I really want to see it. It's Yorgos Lanthimos.
I'm going to call you Greg. That name's a fucking nightmare, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding. We're going to get Greg. We're going to get Greg to direct this, because I think it'd be nice. It'd be kind of, I want it to be like a whimsical movie.
All right.
And we have these snowmen that have eternal life. And I want to get inside. I want to figure out, you know, what I want to start to really break down, have it be a character piece.
Well, I mean, it not only a character piece, but it could have a little philosophy in there too. You know,
yeah.
Do you want to live forever? Everybody says yeah. they want to live forever, but then when you're a fucking snowman walking around,
yeah, no, it's like when you're an immobile snowman that can hardly fucking move.
Yeah,
you're like bat. You're like Michael Keaton in what's his nuts? Who's Tim Burton's Batman suit? Yeah. Can't move your fucking neck.
Well, I mean, and you have a good run from like November to March, but then in July you're just getting pissed on by birds because you're just nothing but a puddle. You know, I mean, this is there's you could have a lot of depth in this movie.
Be like hibernation.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, in a way, almost like you're on the way to hibernating. You got
there could be a lot of character development. Like who doesn't?
You have to make sure you're out of the sun so you don't evaporate. That's how they should have killed Jack. That's the thing is when they put him in the furnace, fucker would have been dead.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they evaporated. Fucking happy music. Like this movie's over. Nope. We have to take a bath and antifreeze.
Oh, but then he would go up into a cloud and then a few days later it would rain. Then he could come back.
Yeah.
That's what they should have done.
Yeah.
Have it take some time, condensation, precipitation on my mind. And then Jack Frost is back.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I might start writing the script.
All right.
Part 3. Jack Frost Part 3. Snowman Among Us.
Snowman Among Us.
I got to come up with a better title.
One last note on this movie, though. The ending of it. They decide to fill the back of a pickup truck full of antifreeze. And the plan is for the sheriff to Goldberg spear this guy out the window and into this truck full of antifreeze, right? Which he does after he gets stabbed in the heart. So he is now jumping into antifreeze with an open wound. And then the snowman's arm lands off to the left and grabs the little kid. So they're
oh God. Yeah. Save a few lives. Kill that little kid.
Well, their solution to this is not to just grab the arm. They grab the fucking kid and take him over and like baptize his ass. They dunk him like 3-4 times. I'm like, people, this isn't a hot tub. You're in antifreeze. And then after the last arm dissolves, they just sit there in that truck and hug again. You're in fucking antifreeze. What are we doing?
At this point, was the scientist die? I can't remember.
Yes, because remember, they kill Jack Frost in the furnace or think they kill him, and then he somehow becomes a puddle outside the furnace. He pops up.
That's right. Well, the scientist wasn't there to tell him, hey, guys, this is probably a bad idea.
Yeah, well, then the scientist gets to do an Edgar suit from Men in Black when he comes out.
Oh, that's right, and he pukes him up. Yes, yes, yes.
Yep.
Oh, God, an Edgar. God, that's a quality joke.
Thanks.
That's good stuff.
I try. This movie fucking sucks, man. And
But it gives me hope for the third one.
Well, yeah. I mean, it did. If nothing else, it sparked some creativity in us.
Yeah, that's a cool goddamn story. It's kind of like what's that? Who was that gal that was with James Cameron? And then she made the movie Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, I don't know.
Deuce Bigelow. She directed this movie called Near Dark from the late 80s, early 90s, something like that. And it's got Bill Paxton, RIP, fucking legend. And then the great, Jesus Christ, goddamn guy's name is escaping me, Lance Henriksen. And it's a vampire movie, but it like portrays vampires. It's like, hey, like, no, this sucks. Like, nobody wants to live forever. This blows. So yeah, we could like have like Jack Frost 3 and like merge with like Near Dark.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and you get like philosophical and like, yeah, like you were saying, like, hey, this actually sucks, man.
Well, yeah, like, that's what I said. And it could be a real character piece, real character driven. We find out who handles the puddle phase better than the others.
Get like a snowman biker gang.
Yeah, I mean, there's all
I don't
kinds.
Know why that. There's I don't know why that entered my mind because you gotta have badass snowmen.
Well, yeah,
the Hell's Angels aren't gonna start. They're ride or die. They're not gonna just stop riding because they're a fucking snowman now.
I mean, when you're right, you're right. Anyway, yeah, I mean, that's
this
Jack
is quality.
That's
this
Jack
is quality
Frost.
Content.
That's Jack Frost. We're fucking done with Jack Frost. Let's get on to the movie quote of the week, shall we?
It's the movie quote of the week.
Merry Christmas! Dinner was full!
There you go. That one's a fucking lob. Yeah, so we need to figure out...
If you don't know that one, you need to be committed with this fucking little kid in this movie.
Yeah, we'll give you some oats and antifreeze.
Jesus
Christ. Hey, speaking of oats and antifreeze, have you heard about all this shit going on with Hall & Oates?
No, I'm not up to...
You're not up on your Hall & Oates, no. Hall & Oates trivia?
I canceled my Hall & Oates fan club membership.
Daryl Hall has put a restraining order against John Oates.
All restrained Oates?
Yes. Yes.
What the hell is going on there?
So I haven't read into it.
Oates is dangerous?
I haven't read into it much, but from what I understand, there's a legal battle that they're having about the rights to the songs and John Oates performing them at his, at his concerts.
Mm.
And they said, yeah, so, okay, so fine. Well, whatever. Bands and shit split up all the time and have disputes over legal rights to their songs. Right. What threw everybody off was the restraining order. Why the fuck did Daryl Hall put a restraining order against John Oates?
Yeah, no kidding. These guys are both got to be, what, their 60s?
Well, not 70s? Only that, but have you ever seen interviews with, like, John Oates? He seems like the coolest dude.
No, I Daryl, he's dangerous, man.
Well, Daryl Hall's the one that comes off like a dick anytime I ever watch, like, an interview or anything of him. He's the one that kind of comes off, like, just like this pretentious douche.
Yeah, because he is.
And, yeah, John Oates just seems like this really super down-to-earth kind of guy, and I don't know. I just thought that was kind of weird.
That's so sad, yeah, man.
It is, man.
That is so sad. What's this world coming to, man? Yeah, Hall & Oates not want anything to do with each other.
Hall & Oates and antifreeze ain't going together anymore, man.
Well, we found the name of the pod.
Oh, fuck.
God, this movie was dumb.
I hope you guys' Christmas was better than this movie. Next week, obviously, it will be New Year's. But I don't know. Do we want to do the horror movie New Year's Evil?
No.
Okay. I don't want to do it either. I mean, I've never seen it.
No.
I've never seen it, but.
Let's do something that's watchable. But well, New Year's Evil, who's in this?
Nope. Nobody you know. It's a slasher from the 80s.
Huh. I don't appreciate. You don't trust. You don't believe in my intellect.
Okay, so I was going to say, if we're not going to do that one, do you want to do the star-studded ensemble cast movie New Year's Eve? That's a romance movie from 2011. That has a 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. 7, folks.
That's how fast Chris Farley was driving in Black Sheep. Fucking 7?
Yes. So New Year's Evil was released in 1980. It has a 4.9 out of 10 on IMDb and 25% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ass.
Yeah. So probably not very fun.
I need something here. Let's see. Yeah. What else we got here? New Year's. How many fucking New Year's?
I don't know. Those are the only two New Year's movies that I'm aware of is New Year's Evil and then that ensemble one that I think Taylor Swift was in, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no, all those ensemble movies suck.
Yeah, it's just a shitload of, like, intertwined stories happening.
Oh, I've seen this. This movie blows.
Yeah. I just saw Ludacris.
This is, like, one pip above a Hallmark movie.
Yes.
Yeah, these movies are dreadful.
Yeah. So not that.
No, God, no. I mean, we do need to do, like, some shitty rom-com at some point.
Yeah, we probably... Oh, I just thought of one that's actually decent, but it's a Christmas movie. I mean, we could do it a week after Christmas. Not that big of a deal. I'm not going to say it on here just in case it is the one that we do. You have to tune in next week. But we got everything out of the way, right? Movie quote of the week.
Yeah. Are we sure we covered all of Jack Frost?
I think we've said all that we need
fucking
to say.
Get everything
about Jack Frost. Don't watch it. It sucks.
And if we missed anything, you're fucking welcome.
And if you, for some reason, want to put yourself through hell, it is 100% free on Tubi. So knock yourself out.
And it's only an hour and 29 minutes. If you're looking for, like, I mean, if you want to get a, it is a perfect, like, get a group of pals together and just watch this and shit all over and have a good time.
I wish there was a way for us to do, like, a live watch along, because I think that would be a lot of fun. But I just don't know how we would pull it off. I don't know. Maybe someday we'll have the technology. But in the meantime, let's get the fuck out of here.
We have the technology today. Maybe someday we'll have the intellect.
Yeah, that's true. We do have the technology. We just don't have the goods to pull it off. We don't have the street smarts. Love, take me down to the streets.
The Wang song.
All right, man.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here. You guys have a, I hope you guys all had a good Christmas, good holiday, whatever it is that you celebrate. And thanks you guys so much for listening to us throughout 2023, because the next time you hear from us, it's going to be 2024, motherfucker.
Oh, my Lord.
I know.
What else we got? Hanukkah, what do the terrorists celebrate? All right, cut that.
All right. And on that note, let's get the fuck out of here. See ya.